Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. We've got two great guests today, Gabrielle Mills with Sourced and Becky Berry with Becky Berry Career Coaching. We're going to start with Gabrielle Mills. Gabrielle is the founder and CEO of Sourced.
I am, and I do it alongside my business partner, Chrissy, who also is my mama.
I love that story. Yeah. We're going to get into that, but give us an overview of Sourced before we go there.
Yeah, so Sourced is a little bit of a different type of company. At the crux of it, we support small businesses by allowing them to outsource their back office. But we do all of that custom, and we do it a la carte, and it's full service. So we do content marketing, bookkeeping, administrative assistance, and placement services, along with some payroll, to really provide small business owners with everything in their back office. But they can cherry pick what it is that they want. If bookkeeping applies to them, great. If marketing doesn't, we don't add that to what it is that they do. And everything that they do for us is based on their need and frequency. So we can dial up and down our services as they need it or as their businesses change. So they get a completely customized yet outsourced back office support with a full staff, with an account manager, with backup people. So they can focus on growing their business, and we've got everything else.
And that's almost a one-stop shop
kind of a one-stop shop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got pretty much quite an extensive lineup for solopreneurs and small businesses generally.
Yep. We try to also cater to the medium business market.
Sure.
We're a little bit more limited on what we can provide them. We do a lot of placement work for medium-sized businesses, but our passion is small businesses. It's really hard to run a small business. And entrepreneur has to wear so many different hats. It is impossible to do it on their own. But a lot of times they don't need full-time people. They don't want or can't afford full-time people. Everything that we do is fractional and, again, customized to the frequency and their needs. So our ability to be flexible allows us to be a resource for small business owners who may not have access or want full-time but still need those resources and that support.
And just to be clear, Gabrielle, just in case – folks didn't pick this up along the way. I mean, you've got different subject matter experts for different categories there. I mean, you don't have like a bookkeeper working on social media like that, right? Or
no.
Vice versa.
What a disaster.
Yeah,
that would
I know
be.
It. You wouldn't want to manage that, would you?
No.
Yeah.
So, but it does, it's a great question because it challenges the way that people think now. So
sure.
Traditional employment has been, I'm going to hire one full-time person and expect them to do lots of different things. The science is a person is right-brained or left-brained, and that person has different gifts. So if you're asking one person, for instance, to do marketing and bookkeeping, that's two different sides of the brain. They will be good at one, and they at best will be mediocre in the other one. Or you're asking them to do too much, and then they'll have burnout because they're doing way too many things. Our philosophy is let's take that time, remove it, and pick it apart and give it to specialists that love that field, love what they do, and focus just on that. So you get a marketer who's only working maybe once or twice a month for so many hours, but they're really going deep on doing great marketing for you. And then you have a bookkeeper who's maybe doing once a week, twice a month, whatever that is, and they're just focused on the numbers. So that makes some people feel uncomfortable because they're like, well, I have lots of different people. I just want one employee, but it's a better way of running your business because it gives tasks to people with those gifts versus asking one person to do and be all.
Makes perfect sense to me. I mean, all you got to do is look at a bookkeeper's social media. you would know, or maybe a social media person's books, right?
I'm a great example of this. I'm a marketer and brander by trade. Do not give me your books.
Right.
I have learned since starting this business everything I need to know. I have sometimes surprised myself on like what comes out of my mouth. Sometimes I'm like, wow, that sounded really smart. But yeah, you do not want to trust me with your books. And if if you've got people like an office manager who's kind of doing it all, you don't know what they're super great at. And if you just want them doing that thing, and then there are other ways to get help in those areas that maybe they're not so great at, or they just don't have time to focus on.
Sure. But part of the point though is, while you may have a client, a business owner client that works with a couple of different folks at your firm, they still, those folks really are accountable to you ultimately, mm-hmm. and for the job that they do for that client.
Oh, 100%. So all of our specialists are in-house. They're all here in Atlanta. So if you need them to show up at your office, they can, or they can work virtually, but there's access. So there's no time zone difference unless our clients live somewhere else, which happens. And then they all not only report to me and Chrissy, but also have an account manager. Every single account has an account manager who is really like orchestrating the show, making sure all the communication is happening, everything that we have committed to the client is actually happening, that it's being tracked. We look at all of our tasks in a project management system, track all the time, track all the notes daily, manage documentation, all of that. And then we have a backup person too at about the 90-day mark. We bring in a second person in that particular function. So a bookkeeper would have another bookkeeper train just in case something happens to them. You never know what's going to come around. So the account manager manages that. You also have the bookkeeper knowing that information. And then God forbid something happens, you have a third. So
We
try to minimize anything that can and honestly will happen by sure. putting lots of measures in place. But they're not operating just on their own. So. Mm.
That's redundancy is very important. And that's not a lot of small businesses are great at redundancy, right? So that's,
you know, and we honestly have growth to do there too. I mean, we're a small business ourselves,
sure.
but, we're in a people business. Mm-hmm. So we see people issues from our side and from our client side. So we have a unique perspective of being able to prepare for all different scenarios. And this backup piece really saves us from a lot of just situations you never thought would come around. And it's really important for us to make sure everything's documented and organized, because you don't want someone's finances to go awry. Or, I mean, even if it's something like social media that may not seem that important, but it's your brand and
That's
you
right.
want to make sure it's being put out there effectively and consistently. So we try to put in those levels to make sure that our clients are getting the best quality of support that they can.
And all your folks are in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. There, no one's overseas.
Nope. No one's even out of the state. They are all in greater Atlanta area.
Okay. Okay. No one's even in Rome or Athens, right?
Nope.
That was kind of a Georgia joke, but they're all around close where you can reach out and touch
and
them.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Over half of our business, it's probably closer to 70% now, I got to look at the numbers, happens on site at people's businesses.
Mm-hmm.
While a lot of people want virtual, and there are very successful virtual companies out there, it has been our experience that the need is still to have somebody physically on site at someone's location.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different reasons for that. There's, you know, trust, better efficiency, all sorts of reasons, and just, you know, wanting to develop a relationship with someone. And we don't want to take that away from our clients if that is what they need to grow their business. So we don't want anybody living too far, because in Atlanta, traffic is a thing. It's an issue. So we have to have people that are close and nearby. But the intention is that when we grow our business, which we've got pretty big dreams for growth, that we're able to always keep that local on-site support, because that's what our clients are telling us that they continue to want and what the virtual market isn't quite serving at the moment.
Sure. Now, Gabrielle, talk a little bit about how you get your folks. I mean, where do you find good people? That's always an issue for everyone, certainly for you, because you're looking for good people across a variety of disciplines.
Yep. So our process isn't like any other people's process. We put out a job description. We do a phone screen, which is kind of difficult for the person on the other end, because we are really trying to weed out people who are not a good fit. And who don't get our vision. So we knock out a lot of people in a phone screen, and then we will take time for an in-person interview with definitely both the owners. Sometimes we'll have an account manager come in. Sometimes if we're interviewing for a particular specialty, we'll bring a specialist in to kind of gauge their knowledge base on that field. And then when we kind of get through all of that, we onboard them. So we've learned, because we have done this a number of times ourselves, and we also offer it as a service for our clients. Chrissy and I have just kind of built an intuition of people who are good and people that you're not so good. But I don't feel like that's anything that a normal business owner couldn't do. It's really trusting your gut and listening to kind of what you feel. But yeah, I mean, hiring people is a tough thing, but I guess we just got better with practice.
Well, and thank you for that last point, because that's where I was going to go. A small business owner doesn't have as much practice as you do, because by definition, you're having to hire folks all the time, to service multiple businesses, multiple clients. So you've got a lot more practice, as you say, than what the typical small business owner has.
Yeah. And it just takes a lot of time. So when we first opened our business, our vision was to be the reason our clients have more time. And we weren't doing placement at this time either. We hadn't learned it was a need until about halfway into our business, when our clients were like, hiring people just takes way too long. Can you help? And we're like, well, we hire people, so I guess we could help, you know, so right. We'll give it a shot. And then it happened so many times that it actually became a service that we offered. So yes, we are hiring people all the time. We have our own process and questions, and we have learned to read subtext of people and just really get to what is the win-win for someone. But you know, everything we've learned through trial and error and through experience. So I never like to tell people that, you know, we just have the secret sauce. It came from a lot of learning. And if someone really wanted to, they can learn it too, or they could just hire us and then we'll do all the dirty work, which is what we specialize in.
We're speaking with Gabrielle Mills with Sourced. Now, Gabrielle, you said you work with your mom.
Yep.
So your secret is safe with us. We won't tell anyone. Who's the boss?
We are 50-50. And I'll tell you, this relationship would not work for a lot of people. And quite honestly, if you would have asked me when I was 18 if I'd be working with my mom, it'd be a big hell no. And she would say the same thing about me.
Yeah.
But the reality is we are 80% the exact same person. Mm. So we get each other. I mean, we finish each other's sentences. The other 20% is, it's really funny how that has worked out. The 20% is where one of us has gifts, the other one has room for improvement. So when there's something that we're not good at or we just don't want to do, typically the other person loves it and thrives on whatever that is. So for me, that's a lot of numbers, that's spreadsheets and data, and I hate it, but I got to know it. And usually she'll take the lead on that. For her, it's marketing and branding and putting together like our positioning out in the market. She can't stand it. I literally will be up all night doing it. So in everything that we do, and we actually just did this all day yesterday, we come together and we look across the business and have really tough conversations about how we can always make our business better and how we can improve. And sometimes we don't agree, but we always come to an agreement at the end. We both want the same things.
Sure.
And we both respect each other more than anybody else, and we have the same goal. So sometimes it takes a second for us to get there, but I don't look at her as being more of the boss than she does with me. Now, we do divide in our business that she does a lot of operations and I do primarily sales. But even as our business grows, that's starting to blur. Like, we're now kind of even being 50-50 there too. We tried to have roles and responsibilities, just hasn't worked, because we just talk all day long and we know everything about what's going on. So no drama there, but.
Oh, well, I tried, but no, that's great advice that you're giving folks out there that have family businesses and how to navigate that. 'Cause that can be a little trying sometimes.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. I get a lot of people asking, they're like, how is it working with your mom? Mm-hmm. And they just with hushed tones and they're like, you can tell me the real answer. And yeah. A lot of people are surprised by my joy and enthusiasm when I talk about it. Mm-hmm. I respect her so much. She's so smart. And the fact is I would not be the person I am today if she hadn't taught me all of these things. And she is very humble, knowing that I teach her things every day too. And I think that mutual respect that we've grown over time and through a lot of tough conversations about where we want to take this business has really established that. But we just operate with no pride. Maybe that's the key. I don't know. It just works for us.
That's all that counts at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
So let's get back to clients that that hear what you're talking about, hear what you have to offer, might want to engage with you. How does that work? Somebody's interested in maybe one or two of the services you offer. They call you up. What happens?
I love this question. So if you don't know me, well, first of all, if you know me personally, just call me. 770-826-9284. That is my personal cell number. I am the sales gal right now. So blow up my phone. It's fine. If you want more information, they can always go to our website at getsourced.com. That's sourced with a D. The next step is we have a conversation about what it is that you're struggling with in your business. Because what we do is so nimble and so custom, and it is perfectly suited for exactly what you need in your business, it is really difficult for somebody to come to me and say, this is exactly what I need, because I usually have other solutions they haven't thought about. So what I tell people in this conversation is I say, complain to me, tell me all the problems that you're experiencing in your business, anything that you can see fixing, and I will tell you how I can help you. Usually I have a couple of different ways that I can do that. We can up this service, down this service. Maybe you haven't thought about this one, and maybe there's something we can creative that we can do to come up with your custom plan. We then come up with that. So we'll kind of have some back and forth on what it is that you're struggling with and how we can fix it. But every single client, our North Star is getting to a flat rate for the month, inclusive of all the services that you're participating in. So it could have a little bit of marketing. It could have a little bit of admin, could have a little bit of bookkeeping or none. But in everything that we do, we want to come up with a defined scope of work that has our responsibilities that you know we're responsible for, and that is going to cost you one price each month. And you know it, and I know it. You can budget for it. You're basically putting your entire outsourced back office. This is your line item on your P&L. Some people like to put on their credit cards, so then they're getting points for their staff. I thought that was really creative.
Yeah.
A lot of companies will do like hourly or retainers, but we found our clients like flat. Because we're dealing with small businesses, they want to know what they're paying every single month. Now we can dial that up and down as your business changes and grows and your needs change. But we're always trying to be respectful of you got to pay your bills and you got to know what you're expecting of us. So we try to keep everything really transparent and no questions and everyone's aligned.
And as things change, circumstances change with the business, the retainer changes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All the time.
Things change all the time.
Right.
We've had situations where we believe we're starting at one place, and then when we get into it, it's actually a lot more. We've had situations where business owners will come to us, and they're like, I need all this support, and then it turns out they don't, and then we dial them back, and we let you know that because we don't want to take your money if you're not getting anything for it. We've had some clients come in just wanting admin, and then they're like, hey, I'm also doing the bookkeeping. Can you guys do that? And it's like, heck yeah, we can. So, you know, people will add a little bits at a time, but that's the beauty of what we do. Sure. Of once you get a little taste, we can take as much as you want and really give you all the resources that you need.
Well, and sometimes business owners need a little bit of time to get into this outsourcing thing, right? They need to try the biggest problem area they've got, try that out and get that off their plate. And then they find out, you know, this feels pretty good, right?
It's a hard, delegation is hard. Yep. Especially when the business is your baby and you have been living and breathing in it. I tell people, so there are some things in my business that we can start out from the beginning of your company. Bookkeeping is one of those things. Like, come to me before you even start, because that's something that you need, regardless of if you're good at delegating or not. There are some things in your business that you really need to figure out first, and you need to learn how to do and get a sense of stability and how you want it done and your processes and procedures. And when you're good with that, then we can be here to help you. So I'm really having those conversations with owners of like, what's best for your business? I don't want your money if we're not going to add value to you. So if there are things that you just need more experience on, or you need to learn before someone takes it over because that is the safer option for your business, then let's do that. And we'll start with this small piece and then we'll grow over time. We're not going anywhere, God willing. So, you know, we can wait.
Sounds great. Gabrielle Mills with Sourced. So You gave contact information previously, but let's do it again.
All right.
Just in case anyone missed it, for those that would like to be in touch, tell them how to do that.
Yeah. So our office phone, so you have my cell, but if you want to call our office and talk to any of our people, our number is 678-744-8877. You can check us out online at getsourced.com, and we're on all the social media channels, Sourced ATL. You can find us. Put in a Google. I like to think we've got some good SEO.
Right. That's one of the services offered, right? I love it. But give that cell phone one more time, just in case.
770-826-9284. That is my own personal line. For business reasons only.
You can go. You can go straight to the source. Pardon me for that one. With that cell phone number, right? So yep. I love it.
Yep. Gabrielle, and I'd be happy to help you.
Terrific. Gabrielle Mills was Sourced. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, just a reminder, and I don't need to tell you that you're connected now more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renasant understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renasant also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renasant has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renasantbank.com. Renasant Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we turn to Becky Berry. Becky is the owner of Becky Berry Career Coaching. Becky, something tells me you do career coaching.
Nice call, John.
Do you like how perceptive I am?
I am. Well, that's could be the reason that's my name too.
Yeah.
I want it clear right from the beginning.
Right? No, seriously, dig into that a little bit for us, because you do a lot of different things. So tell us about what your practice is all about.
So I'm a career coach. I mainly market to women, but I have a lot of men clients. I work with people who are ready to level up their careers. I have people who are presidents of $45 million divisions of companies. I have people who just got laid off or took a package at Equifax. People who just understand the value of coaching to keep them relevant at work, to keep them moving forward at work also. So I've been doing this. This is my sixth year as a coach.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I got off a call yesterday. I went out of my office and I just yelled at Stephanie Diaz, who's in my office and is a client. She is one of my people I coach. And I said, I just love my job. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know you do.
That's wonderful. Now, and we have to say this about this area we're in here in North Fulton.
Right.
Where we've got a lot of big companies, divisions of big companies that seem to spit people out. A lot, right?
People and of a certain age.
Of a certain age, right?
Betcha.
We won't get into the details of that for either of us, but but correct. And it's tough, right?
Yeah, that's who calls me.
Yeah.
You know, those are the people who call me, because growing a career, you know, these days, growing a career, whether you're 30 or whether you're 40, 50, or 60, maintaining a career and growing a career, it's just so tricky. There's just so much stuff out there that can just gut your confidence on a day-to-day basis. And frankly, that's a whole lot of what I deal with, is building up their confidence. And one of the big problems my clients come to me with is that they have this habit, which is human nature, right, of pulling all the negative stuff forward with them.
Right.
You know, they were in a bad situation, and so everything they look at is through that lens. So a huge part of coach, and which actually is what guts your confidence,
mm-hmm.
It's actually the thing that does that. So a huge part of our coaching process is addressing that over and over and over again until they go, oh, I really am doing that. And then we have huge progress.
Sure. Sure. I want to get back to that confidence angle in a minute, because we need to dive deep into that one a little bit. But talk about some of the other career challenges you're seeing out there. Obviously, one of them is something we discussed, which is the issue of age and folks coming out into the workforce when they didn't expect to advanced in their careers. But talk about some of those other challenges you are seeing.
Well, there's the challenge of expectations on both sides. Companies have unrealistic expectations of people now, more than ever, Right now, I think there's a correction going on in that, but that's a big deal. So how do you deal with those expectations when you walk in the door, when they kind of hit you, they blindside you, because that's surely not the way it was presented to you? Then there's this really cool thing now that I think is prevalent now more than ever, is people live so much longer. We have a workforce in the same office of people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and that's a trick. You know, not everybody is built to handle that, you know? And that's we spend a lot of time on that, because if you ever diss a millennial in my presence, you will be lectured. So it's.
Thank you.
I got one too.
Thank you.
Right? Can I hear an amen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
From
right.
The millennial in the room.
Yeah.
I will have something to say. Oh. And it will be backed up, and they will go, oh my gosh. And they take it to work and they're like, oh, that worked.
So right.
Go figure. Then there's that feeling of being obsolete, thinking it's too late to not be obsolete, mm-hmm. that I've waited too long. And then there's just, again, back to the five generations in the same workplace and the expectations, and that's dealing with different communication styles and personality styles, introverts, extroverts, a lot of conversation going on around this right now.
Sure.
And that's one of my specialties, is because I have a podcast that you know of, John.
Yes.
Uniquely Brilliant, and my co-host is an introvert, so I have become a bit of an expert on that.
On introverts.
On introverts and how to bring them into the conversation, and even more importantly, you'll think this is interesting, 3/4 of my clients are introverts. They come
really?
To me. Well, I think they're attracted to the fact that I'm not an introvert.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. That's a big surprise.
Yeah, we're breaking news here right? on Business no. Radio X.
I'm telling you. But what I know how to do is help them position themselves so that they can be heard.
Sure.
And so they can feel safe. And so that people don't think here's all the things people think about introverts. They're aloof. They're conceited. All these things that aren't true.
Right.
They just think harder and longer than those of us who lead with our mouths.
Well, and their energy comes from a different place, right?
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And that's how it plays out. Yeah, right? That's how it plays out in a meeting. And you go, well, I never hear from you.
Right.
And I engage in coaching for extroverts, for teaching them how to bring the introverts out, but also for the introverts and how they can get past that perception but still be an introvert. Because that's really, that's their secret sauce.
Sure.
It's their superpower.
Yeah, that's who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. For sure. Now, let's get back to confidence.
Oh, girl.
you know, because I think it seems to me folks, particularly folks coming out of corporate.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they've been insulated. They've been in this bubble.
Right.
They've suddenly they get knocked out into the world. Maybe they open a business. Their bookkeeping stinks, so they call Gabrielle.
Right. All sourced. GetSource.com.
Yeah. Right. But right. But seriously, they this support system gets withdrawn, right? And that creates part of the confidence issue.
Well, it the minute that they take the package, the confidence issue comes into play.
Sure.
Right? Because the first thing you think is, well, I'm not relevant anymore, which is not true. It's only true if you make it true. Yeah. And they come out of that structure. You know, there's a structure. A lot of people who come out of those companies have been there 20 or 30 years. They haven't applied for a job. They haven't networked. They, you know, I have to fight them tooth and nail to get them on LinkedIn. And it's just resetting those expectations and taking the fear away from that.
Sure.
I work a lot on confidence with my women clients and with my men, because I've got to tell you, when a man gets laid off from a job that he's been on 20 to 30 years, he's hit harder than a woman is because men tend to define themselves by their work more so than women. So I get to hit it, you know, from both sides. And always confidence, a lack of confidence comes from a mismatch in your understanding, in your owning what you've done and how it's valuable. It always goes back to the value proposition like everything else.
So give us some hacks for regaining our confidence.
So I made some bullets because I didn't want to forget this, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. So some of the hacks are, this is my favorite one and it's so easy, update an existing skill. I do Excel, not me, y'all. You know, if you do Excel and you use Excel every day in your work, have you taken it to the next level? Are you doing pivot tables? Are you doing all the modeling you can do in Excel? If you're intimidated by technology, bite off a chunk of it. There is so much free online courses to do this with that there's no excuse not to do it. But here's my favorite one, okay, is to do an inventory of compliments that you've received. You could pull out your job reviews. You could pull out just from your memory that time you were in a meeting and somebody went, wow, John, that was a great insight. And think about, what was that insight about? Where did that come from? And just jot down some notes. It's just such a powerful thing. And here's why it's so powerful. I'm going to give you a quote from my favorite book about confidence.
Sure.
It's so favorite that if you come to me for coaching, I give you the book with the book plate in it. Confidence occurs when the insidious self-perception that you aren't able is trumped by the stark reality of your accomplishments. Mic drop. First time I read that, I dropped the book. And then I went, that's it. That's it.
Oh, wow.
That insidious, in the words, the insidious self-perception, that voice, that nagging voice in your head says, no, no. Well, look at what you've done. That's the reality of what you've done. And, you know, that's a lot of what coaching is bring back that reality. You've done this. You are relevant. Here's how you are relevant.
Well, and part of what people struggle with, it seems to me, is social media and all the signaling out there. They look at somebody else and they think, oh my gosh, you know, their life is great and mine's not. And, you know, they see the veneer of what other people present to the world and think they're not adequate.
Right. I think that's true for some younger people. I don't think for my older clients that applies as much, because they just don't understand the power of social media, of how it can advance their career. I taught a client to network on LinkedIn because they're introverts, and then there's this woman. And she did it so well that she got hired for a job, a high-level job, with no interview. She went in to talk to the woman about the job. She goes, you're hired, because she had created this relationship with her on LinkedIn that added her, that showed her value, that showed how she thought about important things that were going on in the industry. And boom, she got that job. And that was social. LinkedIn is social media. It's professional social media. So you have this reach that you can't have without it. And, you know, I get it. I'm an introvert. Social media is like natural to me. But because I have a lot of people who don't want to do it, I don't want to put it out there. I'm like, okay, but it's 2019. You really don't have a choice.
True.
Because the first thing that recruiters look for is your LinkedIn profile. If somebody Googles you, the second or third thing that will come up with you, unless you're like us and have a business, is going to be your LinkedIn profile. It's either Facebook will be first or LinkedIn will be first. And that's just a fact of life. So in all this process of building confidence and learning to own what you've done, we learn how to talk about that. Because if you can't talk about it, it's useless. If you can't convey that to someone else, how do you convey to them your value? How do you own it? How do you know to negotiate a salary? How do you know that you have to? If you work with me, you're going to negotiate. They're going to give you something. I'm going to be like, you will not take the first offer. And people are like, no, I can't do that. I'm like, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You got a baller on your show today.
Oh, I know it. I mean, I'm pulling my hair back here, both of you two.
Right, I'm sitting here, my jaws on the floor, and I'm, at the same time, I'm rallying. I'm like, be confident.
Yeah, I love it.
John's been listening to this for a hot minute.
I love it. Yeah. I think you're great, Becky.
Yeah, this is great.
I love it.
Becky Berry, she's with Becky Berry Career Coaching. She's the owner of her own business. Now, Becky, let's get into how folks stay current.
Tell first us like you, it is, Becky.
Well, first, you have to be a lifelong learner. In the 21st century, the way to move forward in your life, whether it's at work or in life in general, you have to be a lifelong learner. So read. Look online. You know, it's a... whatever your field is, there's stuff for you to read. Get on LinkedIn, follow some companies, see what they're writing, see what I'm writing. I put stuff on LinkedIn. John, I'm always sharing John's articles on LinkedIn because they're so great. Just get out there.
That shout out will get you everywhere. Thank you for that.
Well, it's for real.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's really high value stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm not, I just don't blow smoke up people's skirts.
I know that about you. So that means a lot to me, but go ahead. Tell us.
So there's LinkedIn, even Facebook has great articles about business. Whatever your industry is, learn more about it.
Right.
And embrace it. And let me tell you, if you don't want to, you need to change what you're doing. To me, that's the number one warning sign of you're done with whatever you're doing, is I'm not interested about learning more. Maybe I want to do it better. If you ever say, maybe I want to do it better, you don't. And that's fine. You're just time for something new. Hire me. I'll help you figure it out.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to get into that piece of it, because a lot of folks get to a certain point in their career, age and stage in life, mm-hmm. where they're like tired of what they've been doing. They want to change it up.
Right.
They want to change their careers. So what advice do you give to that 50 something, that 60 something that says, hey, I'm ready to ditch this and do something totally different? Can I do it?
Dude, listen to that ageism. Did you hear that, girl? Mm-hmm. I have 30-year-olds that come to me. I'm starting a family.
Really?
I need to change it up.
Wow.
I can't be, you know, going around with these, you know, these big consulting companies and traveling 5 days a week.
Sure.
First, you have to just reimagine what it is you want to do. Okay? There's a word I refuse to use, and that is reinvent, because that implies you're throwing something away. You're evolving. So what do you want to evolve to next? When you're in your 30s, you want, you know, you might want a career that accommodates having a family. I get couples that talk about this. You know, a career that accommodates a family, but you still want to be on this trajectory. You know, and it's a great time to be that, because you can buck up what you know and continue to build your skills in all kinds of ways. You could go work for Gabrielle, you know, and really build some killer skills.
I mean, we're always hiring. I said that in the beginning.
So. Right.
Right. Exactly. So there's that. Also, if you're in your 50s or 60s and you're ready to change things up, you know what you want to do. You're just scared to do it.
Yep.
And you don't have that, oh, what's that word? Confidence mm-hmm. to go after mm-hmm. it. And we, in coaching, we just pull all that apart. I want to know everything you've ever thought you wanted to do. I will tell you that when a client comes into me and said, well, you know, I've always wanted to do this business. I go, oh, no, you can't say that to me. Because if you say that to me, you will walk out of here and you will do this business.
I believe that now.
Right?
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm a serial entrepreneur. Uh-huh. I mean, I've been doing my own thing since I was a teenager in the 70s, and it wasn't okay for a girl to be like this, you know, to be like loud and proud and out there. So when somebody says, and I can tell the difference between a, oh, you know, maybe I want to do this, and, you know, they're not there, and somebody who's got it and is ready to do it, and we just do it. Because, again, it's the confidence, it's knowing your story, it's knowing how to deploy your story. I've never said this before. In your own head. Forget if I can tell you about it, or Gabrielle, or anybody about it. If I can't tell me a story that is all me, that's all the stuff I want to take forward, I'm stuck.
Sure.
I will always be stuck.
Sure. So, Becky, talk about how folks work with you. I mean, how do you, someone's heard something, they really want to get in touch with you. How do folks engage with you? How does an engagement with you work?
Well, to start out with, you can call me, 404-480-0849.
Right.
I love Google. You can pick your own phone number. I'll say it again.
But is that your cell phone is the question.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I know it is for both of you two, but anyway.
404-480-0849.
Uh-huh.
Most of my clients come to me straight up through Google search, because I've written a lot of blog posts. I have a lot of stuff. But you call me, you contact me through my website. If you want to find me anywhere on the planet Earth, you type in three words, Becky Berry Coach, and there I am. And I have two ways I work with people. One of them I only do with women, and that's boot camp. I do career boot camps where I work with a very small, highly curated group of women. That means I pick them to know that they're going to be a productive group. And over 6 weeks, 2.5 hours each week, we figure out what your story is, and we do it in a group. So powerful to have all of this reflected back to you from other women, not just from me. And then the most powerful form of coaching, well, my women in boot camp would say that's pretty powerful, but the other kind of coaching I offer is one-on-one. And I do that. I have executive level clients. I have entrepreneurs who are clients. I have senior level people who are clients. I have 20-year-olds who are clients. That's an 8-session engagement where we really dig into this stuff and we go just a little bit faster than the client is comfortable with because coaching, right?
Sure.
And we do the whole, what I just talked about, we do the whole process of figuring out your story. But I also have an extra piece that goes in to the full coaching engagement that's a strategy for finding your work. And it's very powerful, it's very rigorous, and it's very productive.
So, Becky, this has been great. Now, I'm curious, though, one more thing before we let you go. You, on the one-to-one coaching, that's not just in person, right? You do
virtual, I do
virtual, online, Zoom, whatever.
I do whatever it is. I've had clients, Canada, Florida, Boston, all over the place. Yeah, I can do that any way they want it. Boot camp is face to face.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense. So, Becky, for those that missed your cell phone or missed other contact information, you'd like to give.
Yeah, my
number. Let them have it.
Sure. My number is 404-480-0849. My website is BeckyBerryCoach.com. Facebook, Becky Berry Coach. LinkedIn, Becky Berry Coach. Instagram, Becky Berry Coach. Pinterest, Becky Berry Coach.
That's good. Good marketing.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
Pretty straightforward.
Right, right. Cool. So that's how you can find me. Come find me.
All of the above. Becky Berry Career Coaching. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Absolutely. So, folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show. Those shows probably won't have nearly the dynamism of these two guests, but we've had a great bunch of guests over almost 4 years doing this show, over 400 guests, 180 shows, and there's nobody else that covers business in North Fulton like we do. Go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com. Check out our archive there. We've had a little bit of everything in these past 4 years. And you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, pretty much your favorite podcast app. We're even on YouTube. So check us out there. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, North Fulton BRX on all three of those social media channels. So for my guest, Gabrielle Mills with Sourced and Becky Berry with Becky Berry Career Coaching, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.